Играется.
We are holding Yuma Lamed Amid Beis, and we'll start with Chazara on Lamed Amid Aleph. Just to clarify one point that we spoke about on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, that the Gemara said that by Kmitzas Laila, the reason why you can't put it back is because Klishar says Mekadshin Afilu Shalay Bezmane, which the Gemara explained means that it's not that it's Kodesh Li Kori, but it's Kodesh Li Pasa. And the Gemara said that I went by the Seder of the Lechem and the Bezichon Achar HaShabbos, it says that you could just leave it till the next Shabbos. And the question is, why don't we say that the Shulchan is Mekadesh that we posel, and according to the Gur Sari, that meant it should become posel the next morning. You put it on Sunday, so Monday morning it should become posel. And the Gemara said that Laila ein mechusar zman, yoy mechusar zman. That when it's just the night before, that's not considered mechusar zman because the Laila already has shaychus to the following day. So since so that's not called mechusar zman, so then it becomes kodesh li pasol. But when it's a whole different day, or kolshkein in this case, where it's 6 days away, the yom is mechusar zman. Then the Gemara said that, so at least when it comes Leil Shabbos, when now it's Laila in mechusar zman, so let it become kodesh then and become pasol. So the Gemara said in the second Teretz that since it was Sidrei Shaloike Mitzvah, Nasa Kamesha Sidrei HaKaif. Since it was Misadarit, not like it's Mitzvah, so it became as if a Kaif was Misadarit. So Tosis explains that the Chilik is that Tosis says, Bala, why don't you say the same thing by Kmitzas Laila, that Kivan Shekitche Shaloike Mitzvah, say Nasa Kamesha Nasne Sham HaKaif. So Tosfos says, "Yesh leimer dehosam niskavin lekadesh shekisover hoya shehu yoyim dumya demasnisin shalom er halvama." That the case is that he confused the moonlight with the sunlight, and he thought that it was day, but it was really night. So he had kavana to be mekadesh it. Avol hachol kimin de bekavana also v'yodash shesidrei shemay kemitzvasei nasek emesha sidrei hakayif. But over here, where he knows that he's being misadarit, not like it's mitzvah, he knows that it's Sunday today, and this is not the zman for the Sidur HaLechem, so he never had das to be mekadesh it. So the Stipler says that according to Tosfos, we don't have to say anymore that the chilik between Laila ein mechusar zman and Yom mechusar zman. La'olam we can say that there's no chilik between Laila or a different day, be'etzem. Be'etzem, any time that you're mekadesh it, even shaloi bezmanoi, be'etzem, it should be able to be mekadesh it liposel. The chilik is not Laila, or is it Laila or a different day? The chilik, according to Tosfos now, is a new chilik. That when it's a totally different day, and he knows that it's Shaloike Mitzvasa, he never had kavana to be mekadesh it. And the Gemara says in Menachas Dav Zayin that Klishar says only mekadesh midas. So you have to have das to be mekadesh it. And since he didn't, he knows it's the wrong day, he never had kavana to be mekadesh it. Whereas the case of Kmitzas Laila, the case is talking about that he thought that it was the morning. So he had Kavonas Kiddush. So as the Etzem fact that it's Shalei Bezmanei, a Klisharis can be Mekadosh Shalei Bezmanei even on a different day, but Etzem. It's just that it's felt in the Kavonas Kiddush. But at night, we're talking about a case where he thought it was the day. The Gemara says at the bottom of Chav Tes Amid Beis, Zaklal Hoya Bamikdash. Bishlamer, so we said that there's a rule in the Beis HaMikdash that anyone that relieved himself from Gedolim needed a Tvila, and someone that relieved himself from Ketanim needs Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Says the Gemara, Bishlamar Raglaim, very good. He has to be Mekadosh his feet, Mishal Nitzaitzais, because of droplets that could have fallen on his feet. Of the Mei Raglaim, Elo Yodai, my time, why does he have to be Mekadosh his hands? Om Rav Abba, Rav Abba says, Zaisei Meres, Mitzvah L'Shavshei. From here we see that there's a Mitzvah Drabonon to rub off the Mei Raglaim from his feet. It's also for a person to go out with droplets of Mei Raglaim on his feet, because he will look like a krushavcha. And people will be moitzi laz, will spread a rumor about his children, that they are mamzerim. Rashi says, "Mitzvah l'shavshef b'yodai nitzoytzei shomei raglaim hanitazen al raglo, shom lo yetzei behen chutz v'nirek a krushovcha, she'en mei raglo v'mekalchen, a krushovcha, his mei raglaim do not flow out, elo shoysis, and they just drip out. U krushovcha ein ei meilin, and a krushovcha cannot have children, v'yoymru al bonov she'en am shaloi." So people will say about his children that they're not his, and they'll say that they're mamzerim. Now, if there's a mitzvah l'shavshef, so then why do you have to wash your feet? Once you're wiping it off with the hands, so why do you have to wash your feet now? So you can say one of two things, I saw. Either that we're afraid he might not be m'shavshef al b'mei raglayim, he might miss something. And also, even if he is m'shavshef, but there's still some moisture left on the feet. Now, what's the din if a person taka wasn't mishafshef? What if he taka did not wipe it off with his hands? Does he have to be mekadosh his yodayim anyway? The Tosfos Yeshanim over here says that yes, there's a loy plug. He says there's a loy plug that since in the case where he was Mishafshef, he has to be Mekadosh's hands. So there's a loy plug that even if he was not Mishafshef, he still has to be Mekadosh's hands, and he's Medaknik. He figures this out. He sees this from the Lashon of Kol Hamatul Mayim. It says in the Mishkan Chof Chesamad Aleph, Zah Klal Hoya Bar Mikdosh, Kol HaMesech Esraglov Ton Tavila, V'chol Hamatul Mayim Ton Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. It's irrelevant whether he was Mishafshef or not. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Dalet, Kuf Vav, Ois Dalet, names on that. He says, Nire, Dehecho Diyodea Doloi Shifshef Ein Tzorach Likadish Yodav Klal. If he knows that he was not Mishafshef, then he does not have to be Mekadish his hands at all. And he blibes Shver on the Rambam that says, in Paragimel Mehilchus Bias Mikdosh, Halacha Hei, that he says Bistam that Hamatul Mayim Tzorach Kiddush, and he does not differentiate whether he's Meshavshef or not. The Minchas Chinuch is asked on the Rambam, how can he say that? The he says if he wasn't Meshavshef, even the Chatchila, he doesn't need Kiddush. So the Rambam would be a raya to the Tosfos Yeshanim that there is a loy plug. Rashi in the Mishnah on the Chof Chesamad Aleph said that the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is min hakir. And the Sfasemis is bothered that if the whole point of this Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is only because of Mitzaitzais, not that there was any Hesach Hadas. He already was Mekadosh Yodav V'Raglayim in the morning, he was not Mesiach Das. There's just a problem of Mitzaitzais. So why does that Kiddush have to be from the Kiyor? He blames Shver. And Rashi doesn't understand why this Kiddush Adayim should need a kiyor if it's only Altsnikiyus. It's Pashat Altsnikiyus. But Be'etzem, the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim that he made in the morning is still intact because he was not Mesiach Das. So we're talking about a Nikiyus Dikke Inyan. So why should he need a kiyor? That's what he asks. The Minchas Chinuch, another point over here, which relates to this Nekuda of Kiyor, is that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Vav, Eis Dalet over there, wants to prove from our sugya yisoid that it's shayach a kiddush on the feet alone or on the hands alone. Because you see that the Gemara asks, Bishlam or raglayim isham nitzaitzais, eliyadayim aitaimo. The Gemara was willing to hear that there's such a thing as a kiddush just on raglayim without yadayim. So he wants to say, a chiddush din, that let's say a person, a kohen was mesiach das from only one of them, he was mesiach das just from his hands, but he was not mesiach das from the tyra of his feet, then he should just need kiddush yadayim raglayim on his hands, and same thing vice versa. This minchas chinuch is not like Dor HaChayim HaKadosh in Shmois, Kapitol Lamed, Pasuk Yotes, that says, Ein rechitza layodayim b'loy raglayim, b'loy leraglayim b'loy yodayim. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, no, there's no such thing as a rechitza of yodayim without raglayim or raglayim without yodayim. What is the Arachayim going to do with the raya from our sugya? So Mechayra, the pshat is, al derech the svara that we just saw from the Sfas Emes, that over here it's only midin nekiyos. It's not the algemein nechiyav of kiddush yodayim raglayim. So in this new type of kiddush adayim of kiddush adayim raglayim, which is only al tznit tzaitzais over there, and you can split it. It's a nikios tikkedin. Over there, if only his feet are soiled, so only he only has to do his feet. If his hands get soiled because he was meshaf shef, okay. On the ma'isa, we did see in Rashi that it needs a kiyar. So you see that it does have dinim of kiddush adayim raglayim. But Al Kopanim, the Arachayim HaKadosh fits good with the Svar of the Sfas Emes, that this Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is not the regular Kiddush, and this Gemara would not be a Raya against the Arachayim to say that you can't have one without the other. Amra Papa, Tzoya Bimkaima, the Tzoya that's in its place, also likreis kriyishma, the tzoya and the mokim that the tzoya comes out of, also likreis kriyishma, it's also to learn kriyishma. Hechi dami, what's the case? Eden nirius, if it's able to be seen, shita. So of course you can't say kriyishma. Eden loy nirius, if it can't be seen, like nitna tera le malachi hasharis. Tera wasn't given to malachi hasharis. See, if you have tzoya deep, you have tzoya over there inside, but it can't be seen, so that's good enough. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a question. Tzricha, it's necessary to yoshev nearest in a case where when he's sitting it could be seen. Oimed ve'eino nearest, but when he's standing it cannot be seen. And he's telling us that in that, if that level, that it can't be seen when he's standing, but it could be seen when he's sitting, he's not allowed to learn Kriya Shema. Frekta Gemara, umayishno mitzoy al bitzoroi. Why is it different than tzoya that's on his flesh? The itmar tzoya al besoroi. If a person has tzoya on his flesh, or his hands are in a beis hakisei, Rashi explains that there's a mechitza that's dividing between him and the beis hakisei. And the beis hakisei is within the mechitza, and he stuck his hand through a hole in the mechitza into the beis hakisei. Rav Huna Omar Mutar, Rav Huna holds, and he's allowed to learn Kriyishma. We're talking about, the Rishayim explain, where the Tzoya, that's Al Besoroi, is covered. So there's no din, Al Tzvichisisa, as Tzayosecha, it's the din that a person has to be Marchik Dalet Amis from the Tzoya, that you don't have, because it was covered. So the question over here is there a din of Kolatzmoisai Toimarna, that all the persons at Samos have to be able to say Hashem Micha Meicha. All the persons at Samos are shrying Micha Meicha. Or do we say no? Koyla Neshama Talal Kalaluka. Only the nose and the mouth, which are the Eivare Haneshima. So Rav Huna Amar Mutar Likreis Kriyishma, because he holds Koyla Neshama Talal Ka, that it's only if the tzoya would be on his mouth or his nose. That's when it's a problem, but otherwise, if it's somewhere else on his basar, it's fine. For Rav Chisda Omar also likreis kriyishma because of kol atzmaisei tamarna Hashem micha meicha. So who's the Gemara asking from? The Rishonim, the Ritva, and others, they say the Gemara is asking from Rav Huna. You see, Rav Huna has no problem if the tzoya is somer al besaray. So if the tzoya is bimkaima, but it's covered, so what's the problem? That should be like tzoya al besaray. I, Rav Chista, argues we don't pass like Rav Chista, because Rav Chista is a Talmud of Rav Huna. That's how the Rishonim learned. But Rashi says that the Gemara's question is from Rav Chista as well. Because Rav Chista said that it's also because of Kol Atzmaisai Teimarna. Taima Mishum Kol Atzmaisai. Avo Mishum Zua Masa Reach Loi. His whole problem was only Al Kol Atzmaisai, but he had no problem with the foulness of the odor. And the Svasemis explains that Rav Papa's halacha cannot be because of Kol Atzmaisai Teimarna. It has to be because of the smell, because there's no Kol Atzmaisai Teimarna on that, on the makom where the tzoya comes out. That there's no Kol Atzmaisai Teimarna. So Al Karchach, he was asering out the Zua Masoreach. Now, the Gemara thinks that in Zua Masoreach, there's no difference between where the tzoya is. There should be a problem with Zua Masoreach of the foulness of the odor anywhere. Since Rav Chista asered on the rest of the body, only al kol atzmaisai teimarna, he doesn't even seem to have a problem with the zua masoreach. So he doesn't stem with Rav Chista either. On that, the Gemara answers, bim kaima nafish zuama. Shaloi bim kaima loy nafish zuama. In the place where the tzaya comes out from, so then there's a very strong smell. Since the tzaya over there is still warm, and it retains its foul odor. And so Rashi says, it never came out to the avir, and the reach, the smell, didn't have a chance to dissipate, to be nispazer, to spread out. So over there, where the smell is very strong, it's a problem. But shaloibim kaima le'nafish zuama, so over there, you don't have the problem out the foulness of the odor. So in there, you have a machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, if there's an issue of kol atzmaisai teimarna, or do we say kol haneshama talal ka? But everyone could be masking that bimkoima where the foulness of the odor is very strong, then that would be a problem. So it comes out that if the tzoya would be uncovered, so then there would be a din harchok of Dalet Amis. If tzoya's bimkoima in its place, then if it could be seen, if it can't be seen even when he's sitting, it's not a problem. If it could be seen when he's sitting, even though it can't be seen when he's standing, so then since it's nafish zuama, that's a problem. And when the tzoya's al besorei and it's covered, so then we have a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Tanu Rabbanan. Halacha b'suda, the halacha b'suda is that Adam yotze lahashten mayim, if a person went out to urinate, noitel yodai achas, he washes one hand, v'nichnas, and he enters. He enters back into the suda. Diber, the hand that he was meshafshef with. Diber im chaveiroi, if he spoke with his friend, to Hiflig, and he took his time. He was schmoozing for an hour or two. Noitel shtei yadav v'nichnas. Then he has to wash both hands and then come into the suda. Rashi says because he was misiach das from his suda, he was not careful to wash his hands. And yodayim askani yisein, hands move around and touch things when you're not careful to guard them. And so therefore he has to wash his hands, both hands. When he washes his hands, he should not wash his hands outside and then enter the suda. Because people are going to suspect him that he didn't wash his hands. He should first enter and sit in his place. And wash his two hands. And he should pass around the pitcher to the other guests that they should see that he washed his hands. Rav Chista says, he did not say this halacha that he should not wash his hands outside. He should wash his hands inside. Elo lishtais, that's only if he's planning on drinking. They used to drink, and they used to be mayrich mishtia after the meal. So if he came in to drink, so then he has to wash his hands inside. Why does he have to wash his hands at all? Rashi says, because we're concerned that while he's drinking, he might put a piece of bread into his mouth. But if he's planning on still eating, then he could wash his hands outside and then enter into the place of the Suda. The Meida Yediyah, because it is known that he has a delicate nature, that the nature of people is that they would wash their hands, and therefore people are not going to be choshed in. So it's Mevur in Rabbeinu Chananel that Rav Chista is coming to explain the Pshat in the Reisha. The Reisha said, Halacha besuda adam yotzei lahashtin mayim neitel yodei achas v'nichnas. Dibarim chaberei v'hiflik neitel shtei yodei v'nichnas. Over there, it's mashma that he washes his hands first and then comes in. But then it says that uchshehu neitel, he shouldn't wash his hands outside and come in because of chashad. So then why did the Reisha say a loshin of neitel yodei achas v'nichnas, neitel shtei yodei v'nichnas, which sounds like he washes his hands first? So says Rabbeinu Chananel that Tana Rabbanon halacha besuda adam yetzi lahashtin neitel yodei achas v'nichnas tibrim chaverim hiflik neitel beiz yodei v'nichnas hanimili lesuda sachila avol ishtiya nichnas v'yeshiv in kreim v'achyach neitel yodei. So says Rabbeinu Chananel, very geschmack, that the Reisha is talking about where he's being nichnas to eat, and that's why it says Neitel yodei achas v'nichnas. So Rav Chista is being masber shat in the Reisha, and the Seifa is talking about where he's only planning on drinking. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "V'ano afilu nishtois nami meida yadi danino datoy." By me, even if I would come in to drink, I would be able to wash my hands outside and then come in, because everybody knows that I have a delicate nature, even to the extent that I wouldn't even drink without washing my hands because of the possibility of putting a prus on the seich piv. Nobody will be choshed him that he didn't wash. Says the Mishnah, Ein odom nichnas la'azara la'avoida afilu tar ad she yitbal. A person is not allowed to enter the azara to do the avoida, even if he's tar, until he's first tayvel. Rashi says, la'avoida lav dafka. The Ein odom nichnas la'azara ad she yitbal. The time of Mefarash B'Gemara, even if a person is not planning on doing Avoida, he's not allowed to enter the Azara until he's Tayvel. Taisus says the same thing. Lav Ein Adam Nichnas La'Avoida Afilu Tarat Shum Tayvel Lav Davka La'Avoida El Afilu L'Shchita De Lav Avoida Hi. Even for Shchita, which is not an Avoida, Muchach L'Kamon D'Boi Tvila. V'Afilu L'Lav Avoida. And even if a person is not doing any Avoida, Rakshin Nichnas La'Azara, even if a person just entering that Zara, meaning he's not even doing Shechita, the Chayim Meichiach Yerushalmi Dekamra Leisayv Dover La'Avoida El Afilu Shaloi La'Avoida. Yerushalmi says, not only if a person is coming in to do Avoida, even if he's not planning on doing any Avoida, he still has to wash it. He still has to be Toivol. The Chayim Muchach Lekamon Kamesha Farash V'Salmach, and it's also Muchach like that in the Sugya later on. So the Gvura Sari is bothered. So if Taka the din is that a person cannot enter the Azara at all until he's tayvel, so why Taka does the Mishnah say La Avoida? You can't enter the Azara anyway, even not for Avoida. So the Gvura Sari says two Mahalchim. One Mahalchi says is that it's coming to teach us that even at a time of Heter Habamais, that where a person can make a boma kitana by his house, so over there there's no knisa la'azara, but since he's doing avoida, he would also need tefillah. Another nafkamina is when it comes to para aduma, that's nasis pachutz. So for that avoida also, he would need tefillah. So the Mishnah is adding the word la'avoida to tell you that Sai, if a person is entering the Azara, or Sai, even if a person is not entering the Azara. For example, it's a Bama Kitana or by Paraduma, but it's La Avoida, he would need a Tvila. Chomish Tvila is Rasara Kiddushin, Taibal Kayan Gadol, and Mekadish Bei Bayayayin. Five Tvila is and ten Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, the Kayan Gadol would immerse himself and sanctify his hands and feet that day on Yom Kippur. Vekulam Bakaydish Al Beis HaParva, all the Tvilas were done in the Kaydish on top of the Beis HaParva, which was on the Doroin. We said on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph that the Beis HaParva was one of the Lishkais, the Gimel Shabbat Doroin, the Lishkas HaMelech, Lishkas HaParva, Lishkas HaMadichim, and the Lishkas HaParva was the place that they would salt the Eireis Kodshim. And on top of it was the Beis Tvila L'Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Chutz Mizubaldat, except for the first one, the first Tvila was done Bachol. Rashi explains, the first one is not Bachol B'Yom HaKippurim, because every day before you come into the Azara, you have to do Tvila. But the Tvilas that are coming as a Chayvel Yom HaKippurim, by them it says B'Mokim Kodesh in Parshas Achrei Mos. So they have to be done B'Mokim Kodesh, but not the first one. Persu Sodin Shalbutz Beinoy Lebein Ha'am, they spread out a sheet of linen between him and the nations, between him and the nation, and the Mefarshim take out the Girsa Kiddush Yod HaVaraglam, because there was no Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim at this point. Shalu es ben Zayma, they ask ben Zayma, Tvila Zulama, what's the purpose of this Tvila of every day in the morning, even for a person who's Tahar? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Umaha Mishana Mikaydish Lekaydish, Madacha Kayan Gadol by his five Avedis and Yom Kippur, that he's changing from one place of Kaydish to another place of Kaydish. He's going Michutz Lepnim and Mipnim Lechutz, but both places are Kaydish. He's going to a place where there's an einish of karis for someone that enters betumah, to another place where there's an einish of karis to a person that enters betumah. Ton tvila, yet he needs a tvila between one avoida and another, like we learn out later on in our parak on aflamid beis amid aleph, as Rashi says. So, hamishane mechayil lekaidish, a person that changes from a makim choil, from his house, la kodesh, to a place of kodesh, and makim she'ein onush kares, and makim she'onush kares, and he goes from a place where there is no einish of kares for a tamei who goes there, to a place that there is an einish of kares. Ein din shaton tvila, isn't it a kavachemer that he should need a tvila? So according to him, it's a deraisa de kedin. We know that a kavachemer is one of the yudgimel midei shatir in the dreshes b'en. So it's a din deraisa. That ain Adam nichnas la'azara afilu tarat sheyitba. Now Tosis is bothered that tamely im ikol mifrach ma'la hosam shekain reitza la'avid avoida aval tarat nichnas shalei la'avida minayin. Says Tosis, that's a very good kalvachaymer if a person is going mechayin lekaydish to do avoida, but. Tosus was already miyasid, and Rashi said the same thing, that the din that you need to do tvila in the morning is not only when you're coming to do avoida. So how do you have a kavachaymer for that? The kohen gadol in Yom Kippur that's being mishana mikodesh lekodesh, but that's the tzeirach avoida. V'yesh loy barem for Tosus devadei akavachaymer ein ayala b'torah nichnas kedei lavoid. Avada the kavachaymer is only by a Torah that's entering to do avoida. Elam de midrabbanon gazru afilu benichnas shaloi la'avid gezeira shema yavid. But midrabbanon they were gezer, even if a person entered not planning to do avoda, because of a gezeira that he might do avoda. So Tosis is telling us that ben zayma's kalvachaymer that makes the tefillah deraisa would only be if he's taken nichnas la'avida. But if he's not nichnas la'avida, then the tefillah would only be midrabbanon, because of a gzeira that he might do avoda. Rav Yehuda Omer Srach Tvila Hizu. It's a reminder Tvila. Literally, a Srach Tvila means an attached Tvila. Chazal attached themselves to the Hanhaga of Tvila. Srach Tvila Yizu. This is a reminder Tvila Kadesha Yizkar Tuma Yishana Shebi Yadoi V'Yifresh. So that he should remember an old Tuma that he has and he will separate. Rashi explains, Ein kan choyva min ha-teira, elo nisrach v'litvois v'shem tvila, k'dei lalois alev, in order that it should enter the person's heart, she'ein tvila elo latmein, because the whole purpose of tvila is for people that are tame. Why? Well, the tvila usually is for people that are tame. So he's going to think, why am I going to the mikvah? I'm tohar. The losseis l'libay, so will enter his mind, em yesh tumah. He will concentrate, he will think, if he has some tumah on him, he'll remember an old tumah that he has upon himself, and he forgot it, forgot about it, he'll separate from coming into the Azorah today till he has his Harav Shemesh after the tefillah, and he won't serve that day. So by going to the mikvah, and mikvah is associated with tumah, so that will remind him that, oh, I have an old tumah that I forgot to go to the mikveh for, and then this will be his tefillah, and he'll need a harav shemesh, and he won't serve that day. But my kamifli, what are they arguing about? Ba'achulei avoida kamifli. They're arguing whether or not, if he did the avoida without being tevil in the morning, would that desecrate the avoida? Would that be mechalal the avoida? Would it ruin the avoida? Leben zayma mechal avoida. According to Ben Zayma, it's going to be mechal of the avoda because it's a deraisa. The Rabbi Yehuda only mechal avoda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will not be mechal of the avoda. Says Rashi, because it's only a drabbanon. Well, the Ben Zayma mi machil frekti gemara. According to Ben Zayma, is a taka mechal the avoda. But Tanya, but we learned in a brayso, kain gadol shaloi taval. For Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was not tevil and was not mekadesh his hands and feet between one beged and another, between one avoda and another. Avodasik sheira, but the evidence avoda's kosher. Echad Kohen Gadol, echad Kohen Hedid. Whether it's a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedid, shalei kiddush yodav v'raglav shachris, that was not mekadesh his hands and feet in the morning. V'ovad and he did his avod avoda and he did his avoda. Avodasik psulas avoda's pasul. So we see that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, if he didn't do that tvilo or Kiddush Adayim Raglayim between one beged and another, between one Aveda and another, but the evidence is good. Says Rashi, Yul Ben Zayma, Mi Mechel, Vaha Mi Kohen Gadol, Vaha Mi Kippurim Yalifla. He's learning it out from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Vahu Atzmai Shalai Tov, Avalai Kiddush, Vaha Mi Kippurim, 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 Vaha He was not toivel, and was not mekadesh on Yom Kippur between one avoda and another, between the big day zav and big day lavam. His avoda is kosher. So daye lebamin adin liyais kanidain. If your whole source of your din avoda, your din tvila for avoda in the morning or to enter the azar in the morning comes from the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, so it can't be better than there. It can't be worse. It can't be mechal l'avoda. If over there it's not mechal l'avoda, says the Gemara, elu l'mekam ba'aseikum ifdavi. The nafkamina would be, would there be an asei? Is it a deraisa? The Ben Zayma koy ba'asei. According to Ben Zayma, there's a mitzvah asei to be toivel, because it's learned out from a kavu chaimer of a kohen gadol who's oiran an asei, like it says, v'rochatz ba'mayim es v'sarayu l'veisha. So the Kal V'Chaimer would make it that the daily tvila that a person needs before he goes into the Azara to do the Avoda, that would be an Asay. L'Rav Yehuda lo kai ba'asay. But according to Rav Yehuda, he would not have an Asay. Frek the Gemara, Umi Islay the Rabbi Yehuda Haisvara. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of this din bechlal? Says Rashi, Is it taka true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anyone that enters the Azara needs a tefillah? You're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds of the din of the Mishnah. He's the one that said Srach Tvila Hizu. He's explaining the din of the Mishnah, that it's in order that to remind him of an old tumah that he has, so that he should be Pirish. That means you're telling me that he's explaining the din of the Mishnah. So does Rabbi Yehuda taka hold of the din of the Mishnah that anyone that enters the Azara needs a tefillah v'altanya? But we learned in a braisa, mitzayra toiva v'aymid b'shar niknar. A mitzayra on his eighth day has to be toiva and then stands by the shar niknar. Says Rashi, mitzayra b'shmini shelo yafo pisha toval bashvi, even though he was already toiva on the seventh day, kiddich siv like it's written v'hoya b'yem ashvi yigalach. The Goymer and the Pasuk ends off over there, that he needs a tefillah, chayzer v'toyvel v'ashmini, kishamevi karbonaiso. He has to be toyvel again on the eighth day when he brings his karbonais. V'oymed b'shar niknar lahachnis yodo v'raglo v'fnim, to bring his hands and feet inside, l'matan b'haynais, to for the placing on his right thumb, and his right big toe. Midam ha'osham b'shemen halug. So he has to be toivel again on the eighth day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein tzarich tefillah. He does not need a tefillah shekvar toval mi bo erev, because he was already toivel the day before. So since he was already toivel the day before, so he does not need another tefillah on the eighth day. So the Gemara is asking, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that anyone that enters the Azara needs a tefillah, so he should need a tefillah over here. L'chayra, the Gemara holds, what does it help that he was toivel miba erev? But there's a din. There's a din that anyone that enters the Azara needs a tefillah, even if he's tar. So even if he was toivel yesterday, but he needs a tefillah. Says the Gemara, no. So then, therefore, the Gemara is saying, it seems that he doesn't agree with the din of the Mishnah. If you hold to the din of the Mishnah, so then he should need a tefillah. Shouldn't help that he was toivel yesterday. Says the Gemara, Hahu kidetani taima. Over there, it's like Rabbi Yehuda explained himself. Shekvar toval mi ba'erev. Rabbi Yehuda explained his svara. Shekvar toval mi ba'erev. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Rabbi Yehuda's going l'shitasai. Da'omar ein tefillah shachris aboim la'azora elo lizkar tumi yishana. The whole purpose of the tefillah shachris of those people that come to the Azara is only to remember an old tumah, v'zein tzarech l'kach. But this person doesn't need that. Shari toval emesh l'chol tumah she'olah. Because he already was toivel yesterday for any tumah that he has. So it's not the pshat Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with the din of the Mishnah. Of course he agrees with the din of the Mishnah, but he explained himself why over there the din of the Mishnah is not applicable. Because since Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei holds that it's only a din d'rabbanan, in order that he should remember an old tumah, over here he knows that he doesn't have an old tumah because he just went to the mikveh yesterday. So what was the makshin thinking? It's an obvious teretz. And for the Gemara, mishum the kaboy lemir machmiti ale. The reason why he brought down this kasha to this mishnah to the Beis HaMedrash was not to ask a question. Was not because there was a discrepancy between that braisa and our Mishnah. No, the Makshin brought down this braisa for a different question. Because he wanted to ask a stira from a different place. It says elsewhere, Lishkas HaMitzayroin. Why was it called Lishkas HaMitzayroin? There was a room that was called the Lishkas HaMitzayroin by the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why it was called that is Shasham Mitzayroin Toivlin, because over there the Mitzayroin were Toivl. Rashi says, because they brought their Bohenes into the Azara, so they were Toivl there on the eighth day. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Loi Mitzayroin Belvad Amru. It's not only Mitzayroin that were Toivl there. Elokol Adam. Rather, any person before he went into the Azara was toivel over there. You're making it sound like that was a makom miyuchad for Mitzayroin to toivel. No, it wasn't only the Mitzayroin alone that were toivel there. Everybody was toivel there. Now, since he said Lo Mitzrayim Bilvad, not only the Mitzrayim, so it's Meduyik that he agrees that a Mitzrayim needs a Tefillah on Yom Shmini. The Tanakhama was talking about the Tefillah of the Mitzrayim Vishvil Shemachnisin Bahinesei and Lazara. Why are they being Tevil over here in the Beis HaMikdash? Because they're about to be Machnis their Bahinets. We're talking about the Tefillah of Yom Hashmini. We're not talking about Tfilas Yom HaShvi'i. Besides for the fact Taisa says that a Tvul Yom is not allowed to enter the Ezras Nashim. So we're not talking about the Tfilas Yom HaShvi'i here. We're talking about Tfilas Yom HaShmini. And the Tanakhama said that that's why it's called Lishkas HaMitzayron, because that's where they were Tevil on Yom HaShmini. And Rav Yehuda says not only to where the Mitzayron Tevil there, meaning like the Tanakhama said, Yom HaShmini, rather everybody was tabled there. But you see that Rav Yehuda holds that there is a Tfilas Yom HaShmini. But he just said in the other braisa that there is no din Tfil on Yom HaShmini because he was already tabled mi bo'erev. So it's the Stira in Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Had the Tavil, had the like Tavil. The braisa earlier that said that he holds, he does not need a Tfil on Yom HaShmini, is when he was Tevil on Yom HaShvi. Over here, the second braisa that says, Lo Mitzrayim Bilvad Omru, is where he was not Tevil yet. And since he wasn't Tevil, so now he has to be Tevil. And that will count, and now he'll still, since he wasn't Tevil yet, he has to be Tevil now. In fact, the Gemara, Idloi Tevil, but if he wasn't Tevil yet on Yom HaShvi, then Harav Shemesh Boy, then he can't be Machnis as Bohinis. With just doing that tefillah, then he needs a Harav Shemesh. So he won't be able to be Machnis as Bahinus with this tefillah. And Taisus says, and he's not allowed to go into the Ezras Nashim in the first place. Midrabanan, there's a din. It says in Kalim, so how is he allowed to do his tefillah? He never did his tefillah Yom HaShvi'i yet, so he needs Harav Shemesh, and he's not allowed to enter the Ezras Nashim. So how is he doing his tefillah in the Lishkas HaMitzrayim? Ela'idi v'idi de tovel. Rather, we have to say that they're both talking about that he was tovel on Yom HaShvi'i. Hod asach daite, hod loy asach daite. One's talking about where he was Mesiach Das. He was Mesiach Das from watching his goof, and therefore he needs a new tefillah. One was where he wasn't Mesiach Das. Vekti Gemara, I Asach Daite, if he was Mesiach Das, then Hazoah Shlishi Ushvi, boy, then he should need to be sprinkled on the third and seventh day. Dom Rav Deistai Bar Mosa, Dom Rav Yechlon Hesach Adas, Ar Hazoah Shlishi Ushvi. If a person is Mesiach Das from watching his goof, then he needs Hazoah Shlishi Ushvi from the Parah Aduma, because maybe he entered an Oil HaMeis, and he did not pay attention. Says the Gemara, Elo idi v'idi d'lo yasach daite. Rather, they're both talking about that he wasn't Mesiach Das. V'lo ikash, it's not a kash, ha de tovel al das v'yas mikdosh, ha de lo tovel al das v'yas mikdosh. One is talking about that when he was tovel on the seventh day, he had in mind al das, that he's going to enter into the Beis HaMikdosh the next day. And the other one is talking about when he was not Tevil al Das b'yas mikdosh. This is based on a Mishnah in Chagiga daf Yud Chesam at base. That's Mavur over there, that the Chachamim made many milas, many chumras when it comes to the Taira of Kodesh. And one of them is that a person that's Tevil in order to eat kachim or in order to enter the Beis HaMikdosh has to be Tevil with kavana for that purpose. So, if a person just did his tefillah on Yom HaShvi'i without having in mind that this tefillah should work for me to be able to enter tomorrow into the Beis HaMikdosh, then that tefillah will not work for that. So, the first braisa that says he doesn't need a tefillah shekvar tov al mibayarv is where he had in mind when he was tefillah on Yom HaShvi'i al das to come into the Beis HaMikdosh the next day. The other braisa that says lo mitzayron bilvad omru is talking about where when he was Tevil on Yom HaShvi'i, he didn't have in mind Al Das B'yas Mikdosh, so he needs another Tevilah. V'yibayisema, another answer is Tani, you should be Gairis Loimit Sairoin Amru Alakol Adam. Take out the word Bilvad. They didn't say this about Mitzairoin, that they have to be Tevil. No, because he was already Tevil yesterday. Alakol Adam, rather everybody else has to do Tevilah, but not a Mitzairo, because he was already Tevil Mibaera. Ravina Omar, Ravina says another chap. Rav Yehuda le Devrem de Rabbanon Kamar Lehu. Rav Yehuda speaking according to the words of the Rabbanon. Lididi, according to me, Mitzayra ain Sarach Tvila. I hold that a Mitzayra doesn't need a Tvila because he was already Tvila yesterday. Lididhu, but according to you, Oiduli Easy Mios. According to one Shat, Easy is a Lashon of Ahuvi. The Marshal says, so you, my beloved one, you should agree to me at least. The loy mitzayroin bolvad amru ela kol adam. You find you hold that a mitzayra needs a tefila, but why are you making it sound like lishkas hamitzayroin that this is where the mitzayroin were tevil? No, everybody needs a tefila. It's a place for everybody to be tevil. So it's loy mitzayroin bolvad amru ela kol adam. Meaning I personally hold mitzayroin didn't have to be tevil. But you that hold Mitzayron do have to be Tevil. Why are you making it sound like this is a place only for the Mitzayron to be Tevil? No, everybody needs to be Tevil. V'Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon hold, no. Mitzayra da'ish b'tumma. A Mitzayra is steeped in tumma. Kol adam like da'ishi b'tumma, but a regular person is not steeped in tumma. Which Rashi explains, da'ish b'tumma means that a Mitzayra is morgul, has been accustomed to Tumah, and therefore he's not careful in Bimei Tumasai from touching Shrotzim. So therefore, since he has that Hergul, he has he's used to doing that, so by him we have a Chashash Tumais, that maybe even after he was Toivol on Yom HaShvi, maybe he touched the Sheretz. So therefore, he has to go to the mikveh, to be zeicher a tumi yeshana lechayr al derech Rav Yehuda svara, let him go to the mikveh to remember a tumi yeshana just in case he touched, and he'll remember, oh, I touched the sheretz, and he'll need harav shemesh. But by a regular person that's not steeped in tuma, it's not morgul in tuma, so we're not choishish that he touched tuma, as long as far as he remembers, as far as he knows he's tar, so he doesn't have to go to the mikveh. In other words, The Rabbanon of that said, Lishkas HaMitzayron, Shoshom Mitzayron, Toivlin, do not agree that Kol Adam need a Tvila. They argue on the din of our Mishnah. Kevaldi Gechidish. That the Rabbanon over there do not agree with the din of our Mishnah. And they hold that a regular person does not need a Tvila. Amalei Abaye to Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "Neimar Rabbanon de pligi alei de Rav Yehuda ke ben zayma svira lehu." Should we say that the Rabbanon that argue on the first Rav Yehuda? Rashi says in the first brayser that said, "Mitzayra toivol va'oimei b'shar niknar," and Rav Yehuda said, "Einay tzorach tvila shekvar tova mi bo'eret." So what's pshat in the Tanakhama that said that a mitzayra should be toivel v'aymim b'shar niknar? What's the nekudas hamachlekes over here? Do we say that Tanakama holds like Ben Zayma, that it's a deraisa for everyone to be toivel, and therefore it's not going to help you that he was already toivel mi ba'erev? But now the ma'ase is coming from a makkah in choil, so we have a kal v'chaymer. Rav Yehuda l'shitasai holds that he doesn't need a tefila because the tefila is only midrabanon. To remind him of a Tumi Yashana, and since he was already Tevil Mibo Erev, so we know there's no Tumi Yashana. But the Tanakama will hold, no, it's a Deiraisa. On this that he chapped onto Mitzayra. So why did we say Mitzayra then? If it's a din by everyone, to bring out the Koyach of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda is saying that even by a Mitzayra, where there's a Svara of Daesh Betumah, even over there, Rav Yehuda holds, no. If he was already Tevil mi ba'erev, he doesn't need it. So we want to bring out the Koyach of Rav Yehuda, that's why we chapped onto Mitzayra. But Avada, the Tanakama would hold that it's a din by anybody, and it's a din d'iraisa. Aydilma, or maybe Shani Mitzayra, or maybe Mitzayra is different to Daesh B'tumah. Maybe the Tanakama only means that a Metzora needs this Tvila because he is steeped in Tumah, and the Rabbanon of that Braisa will hold like the Rabbanon of the Braisa that said Lishkas HaMetzorayin Shasham Metzorayin Tevlin, that we said that Tanakama holds those Rabbanon hold that only a Metzora needs a Tvila because he's Daesh Betumah but a regular person doesn't. And the Rabbanon of the two Braises would be in agreement with one another that a regular person does not need tefillah, and it's only a din by Mitzayra. Amar Lei, Rav Yosef told him, Shani Mitzayra de Daish Betuma. Mitzayra is different because he's steeped in Tumah, and the Rabbanon of the two Braises fit with one another, and in both Braises the Rabbanon disagree with the din of our Mishnah that a regular person needs a tefillah before he enters the Azara. They hold that it's only a din by Mitzayra. So it comes out that we have three shittas within the din of our Mishnah. It's Shtayim Shem Shalosh. We have in our Mishnah, we have two machlekes between Ben Zayma and Rav Yehuda. What's the din? What's the reason for the din of our Mishnah that any person that comes to the Azara needs a tefillah? According to Ben Zayma, it's a deraisa de kedin. Al kapana, when he's doing avoda, Tosis says, then it's a deraisa. It's a mekal v'chaymer from the kain gadol that's being mishana mikodesh lekodesh. When we makam shonish karis, the makam shonish karis needs tvilo. So for sure, some of that's mishana mechayl lekodesh, and from a place that thought onish karis to a place that's onish karis. So it's a kal v'chaymer. So then deraisa, it's an asay. Rav Yehuda says it's a reminder tvilo that he should remember an old tumah. But according to both of them, it's a din by everybody. And then we have the Rabbanon of the two Braises, Mitzayra Toiva Loimid Rishar Niknar, and the other Brais of Lishkas HaMitzayroin, Shasham Mitzayroin Toivlin. It's only they both hold it's only a halacha by a Mitzayra, who's Daesh B'Tumah, since he's Morgul in Tumah, so we're afraid that he may have touched Tumah, so he should go to the mikvah to remember if he has a Tumah Yeshana. But a regular person that's not Daesh B'Tumah does not need a tefillah.